State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live from First Class Sounds is DJ Scream, Big Bang, Baby J, Shot Jones in this here. What up, Cash Sheezy, making us look all crystal clear and shit. It's time for Big Facts Fridays, another edition
boy,
of
BFF.
Big Facts Fridays, BFF. What's up with my partners? Everybody good? Everybody good?
Everybody
Bang,
sure.
Thanks, smiling, yeah. Man. What's going on, Bang? You already high.
And I ain't even smoking, man. I'm just high.
We got two more episodes to have smoke with Jay about these shirts and hoodies. But I'm gonna let her go. Two more episodes.
We didn't see like 4 or 5 different colors.
We got colors
day by day.
Random, yeah. Random people with them.
She
and
up,
shit.
Man, she ain't got no merch. She
wait, what you say? She piecing it
one by one. Like, hey, I need one for the day. My family too. Like, she ain't got no damn merch. I'd have been had if she had some merch.
Nah, they finna get me right. They finna
she
get me right.
She promote right now, bro. Yeah, I know how this shit go, P. I said on some exclusive shit that ain't even out yet because I just made one.
That's funny.
Oh God.
What's on everybody's heart today? What we want to chop it up about on Big Facts Fridays? What's on everybody's heart?
What are we talking about, Pastor Bank?
It's on you.
It's on you.
It's already on you.
Faxing them put it on you. Yeah, we Pastor Bank. Yeah, you've been designated as the leader of the congregation.
This is your altar.
Amen.
This is your altar.
What's the nigga? I'm a usher. What the nigga to walk around? Deacon.
Deacon. Nah, you pastor. Hell no, the deacon is the nigga that be in the background.
See that big fat square right there with the duct tape sticker? That's your altar.
Yeah.
See, let's preach then. Let's preach about this procrastination and
okay.
All these excuses then. Know who you're talking about?
Oh, man. I've been going through it with so many people about that because I think that...
Me too.
But when, when you really get a clear understanding of how precious life and time is, mm-hmm. then you stop procrastinating. I'm not saying I never procrastinate in life. When you start losing people, when shit start changing and it happen rapidly, then you have a different perspective on getting shit done and doing shit because tomorrow ain't promised.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, like with me, when it comes to me and procrastination and shit, I work, and I know this might sound cliche, but I work my best under pressure. So like, when it comes down to the wire and to the final hour,
mm-hmm.
that's when, like, the unicorn in me comes out and I shine the brightest.
So
you know what I'm saying? Type shit.
But here's the problem with that. That's great.
Yeah.
The problem is when you forget to do some shit.
Mm.
Because working under pressure, you're trying to get everything
to do
done.
Ain't procrastinating, though.
That's still procrastinating.
No, but what I'm saying is like when you
you could have already done it.
And you forget to do it when you wait for the last minute, you don't have time to fix
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah, because you think of it, you're about to do it right then. Yeah, you're right. You're
exactly.
right. You're right.
That's all I'm saying. So that's the problem with that.
I
feel you.
Not thinking of something. Know what I'm trying to say? I guess not thinking of something ain't procrastinating.
No. That's different. Yeah, that's different. But if you know it's on the list of shit to do and you're like, I'm just going to do that shit last minute because I work better under pressure, that's cool, but something going to fall short.
Yeah. Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Where do y'all think procrastination stem from?
Fear.
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 That's what it
fear
is.
Fear what?
Fear.
Not succeeding or fear not doing your best.
Yeah, all of that.
Yeah.
And then you just keep putting it off because you don't want to deal with the possibility of failing. Mm.
That's a fact.
I was just telling my nigga this shit the other day. And they were like, he finna start doing something. Mm-hmm. We're just going to say goddamn sinking. Mm-hmm. But the first thing he said goddamn was, I got to wait till I get right. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of niggas say that even with the rap shit, with the...
Fact,
anything,
right.
Like, niggas feel like, I got to wait till I get right to do it. Like, what's right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what's right? If you start now, it might not goddamn go to the top now, but...
At least you build your foundation.
A nigga won't even record. Like, I'm a rapper. I want to rap. I won't even record because I feel like I ain't got no money in my pocket.
That's a lot of people.
There's a lot of niggas ain't got no money in their pocket. Rap about a nigga that ain't got no money in his pocket.
Right.
Maybe that's they a lot can't of afford the sessions. No money. They rap about having money.
I said maybe they can't afford the sessions. Yeah, and that's why.
But sometimes they manifest.
Nah, money. I'm saying like you know when you just putting it off basically.
Mm. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Okay.
An excuse.
Yeah. And then every time a nigga hit you with that goddamn butt, you bullshit.
Yeah. Mm. But I'm on bullshit.
Like we having a conversation and you say something and you say but you bullshitting.
Mm. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Facts.
Mm. Right or wrong.
Ain't no if, ands, or
what?
Buts about it.
Cancels out everything you said.
It does.
Exactly.
It does.
Exactly.
It does.
That's a fact.
Real shit. It does. Like, yeah, I could have got down went, but what? You should have went.
But you chose not to.
Yeah. Real shit. Them excuses. That shit, bro. I ain't going to lie, bro. Niggas, every nigga going to go through that. Every person going to go through that. Mm-hmm. Excuses and procrastination. But one of these days, you got to just shake that shit off.
Because excuses and procrastination, that shit will swallow a nigga whole.
Cause you wait. Yeah. What are you waiting on?
Be fair, but I'm telling you, so it's definitely be fair, but people be taking shit for granted. They think it's gonna be there. Man, I'm gonna go to the studio. I'm gonna do it whenever. I'll do it whenever. I can do that next week, next month, next year, whatever, but it might not be there. Or your situation might get worse. Everybody think, I'm waiting to get my money right before I start rapping. Mm-hmm. Rapping might make your situation better, nigga. Or whatever you procrastinate about, it might make your situation better. So don't procrastinate because your shit could get worse and you could be down bad to where you can't do shit.
Facts.
You know what I mean? So
nah, yeah.
What's the term?
Proper preparation prevents poor performance.
No, that's way too deep. Procrastination is masturbation. You ain't heard that shit?
Wait, what?
Procrastination is masturbation.
I don't know what
the fuck it means. I promise Google it right now. Google it.
Procrastination is masturbation. But what does that mean? Cause masturbation feel good. Procrastination
man, what's up with
don't.
Your mans, man.
No, I'm just saying that's
he got it wrong.
That might be wrong. It might be wrong. Before I said it.
Oh, he got it wrong.
Before I said it, I said, "What's the term?" It's something like that.
Yeah, it's something.
It's
like
basically bullshit. Procrastination is bullshit.
But how the hell you get masturbation?
I'm just telling you what the shit said. Yeah, Google it. You Google anything else?
What we doing, Scream?
Oh, wait.
Okay.
Fucking smart.
Oh, smart now.
I'm fucking smart.
Oh, God. It says procrastination is like masturbation. At first it feels good, but in the end you're only screwing yourself.
God damn it, Jade.
Oh, yeah.
You go scream.
I knew what I was talking about.
Yeah.
I had all together, all right. But I knew what I was
y'all
talking
playing
about.
With that, right. Man. Yeah. Nah, that shit
y'all.
Went with that.
Yeah. We was all
I thought he had that. In the biggest years, they heard that.
Ow!
But when she broke it down for him, she probably
something like that.
Wrote that in.
No, I didn't. They over there on that side. Yeah.
I got your back screen.
No, that's all good.
Nah, but that shait that'll fuck your whole life up, bro. You be waiting. I seen niggas still wait, bro. I know a lot of niggas still wait.
Still waiting.
Yeah.
Still waiting to get right before they do something to make it right.
And I hate to say this, they still waiting all the way to the end.
Mm-hmm. I ain't waiting no shit, bro.
Ain't got time.
I don't give a fuck what it is, bro. I'm finna try this shit.
I'm
gonna
take it. If I lose, I'll win again,
bro.
Like,
it's part of the game.
Like, yeah. You can't win till you lose.
Exactly. Yeah. It's part of the game.
Yeah, you playing the game. You gonna win or lose, bro. This shit come with this shit, bro. It's how you take your L. Some people just can't take L's.
Mm. That's a fact.
Some people
just can't take L's.
Wins and losses are all a part of being bosses.
Man, all a part of life.
Life lessons, yeah.
Part of the game.
You can't goddamn be scared. You scared. Think Michael Jordan and got them.
You know the other part of procrastination, though? You know the other part of it? Somebody waiting for somebody else to do it for them.
But ooh, guess what? How many? Yeah.
Or insecurities.
Yeah.
Somebody else waiting for somebody else to do it. They should come help me do it. They going to come help me do this. So you sit on your ass.
Yeah, nah, they're just the worst kind of person. Like, I would be this if you did this.
If you, entitlement. Right, exactly. Yes.
That's the worst. We don't been talking about that shit since day.
That's the worst procrastinator.
I don't even like hearing shit like that, because how the fuck are you blaming somebody else for what the fuck you're not? Like, come on, man. Like,
it's just how
you
this
better
shit
get
go,
the fuck
though.
On.
It's just how it go, man.
That's how it go.
The end of the day.
But see, they don't procrastinate about blaming other people. Why don't you procrastinate about that shit? They'll do that shit in a second.
Blame told that'd be the only job. Like, this my career. Digging for what you ain't did for me. I done made a career out this
right.
shit.
They got a like, whole list. My, they done wrote that shit
this
down.
This what I'm writing. This my story. Mm.
So we went on from Wigglers to Digglers.
Man, y'all on some y'all weird did, shit
you
today.
You scream.
Nah, my shit
nah,
was
you know,
don't
we,
put me.
No, we used to talk about Wigglers. Like, don't act like y'all don't remember.
You remember Wigglers.
We used to talk about Wigglers.
Well, we don't know
I mean, not
Digglers. You said
but Diggers. I'm sorry. I didn't mean Digglers. I just... It was rhymed. It rhymed.
What? Well, y'all had some different weed.
That, you probably hear the shit too, Scream.
I know what the fuck I was talking about.
That's that cherry chuck.
Kind of. Shouts to Eldorado.
I'm a dumb fuck.
Nah, hey, don't mind. Don't procrastinate. Don't take shit for granted. Just try that shit. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta work with the pressure, not under pressure.
Ooh. Work with the person under the pressure.
Okay.
Says,
okay.
Yes. Right.
Okay.
Put
see
it on
you.
The shirt then.
Nah, man, that shit'll ruin your ass, man. You look up, you 60.
Mm-hmm. Then
time
you have
does fly by.
And create all that resentment.
And regret.
Yeah, man. Then you had to do some goddamn my one last shot. Nigga see you debate with your name on the check. Then they gonna turn you to a head.
Now you finna crash.
Now you up with your name on check or going for any scale, going to the store, getting cell phones and shit. Like, bro, come on, bro. You fuck around it.
Like, you, your whole life legacy and you went down as a head.
That's you was a hell of a nigga. I remember when Aunt used to. Man, that shit don't matter in the real
man,
world,
used
bro.
Used to was a goddamn.
I remember when Aunt used to goddamn, man, please, Aunt. Huh? Nobody want to be like Aunt. Nigga, ain't nobody listening to that shit, Aunt.
I don't give a fuck, nigga.
That's funny.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
What else? What else on everybody's heart?
Okay, so I wanna speak on this shit. It's a quote that I saw on my man Biggs' page. Shout out to Biggs. It says, he said that, and I just want to know like y'all's take on this and how y'all feel about it. It said that sometimes people betray you. No. Sometimes people act funny with you because they've betrayed you and they just don't know if you know about it yet.
It make a lot of sense. And they it's almost like they digging or waiting for you to fuck them
waiting
over
to fall
so they
out.
So they can feel validated type shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the thing about that shit is what we all do, ignore it because you be on already felt that like something up with this bitch ass nigga. I ain't did nothing to him.
Facts.
Like you can already smell, bro. God give us some shit, man. It's just unbelievable.
Discernment.
Mm-hmm. Everybody got it, bro. This shit is unbelievable, nigga. Mm-hmm. If you feel it, that's what it is. If it ain't, what you rather take? Which one you rather take?
Discernment and intuition.
Better listen to it.
You get what I'm saying? No, I'm saying if you could be wrong, but you could be right. Hold on. But you could be right. Which one you gonna take?
I'd rather be wrong.
Well, but most times you ain't wrong.
I'd rather be prepared and be wrong.
You might not be dead on, but you ain't just
right
completely wrong.
And to be unprepared.
Bruh, if you come around somebody or be around somebody and you get that, you know what I'm saying? That feeling. That shit ain't no regular shit. Mm-hmm. You can get that shit and then sometimes be like, oh, I may was tripping.
You're not feeling that way for no reason.
Mm-hmm. I may was tripping at first rim, but I'm saying somebody you know. Like, we all know each other in here. And I come in this motherfucker one day, start, you like, you seen that cat? You seen that cat? You seen that, huh? Okay, cool. We noticing it. Mm-hmm. Two more times, something wrong. Mm-hmm. I keep doing it. Well, goddamn, how many times I'm going to do it before a motherfucker realize something wrong? I might be finna got done coming to bitch and spray that motherfucker. Y'all need to see, hey, man, you all right?
Yeah. You need a hug, man?
You need to see your response because you can feel it, bro.
Yeah, energy.
But you trying to goddamn, shit, I don't know what's on him. I might be going through, trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
What he might be going through, some at home, or he might be this, he might be that. Hey, man, but we ain't did it, man. This is a work environment. Let's keep this shit that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Or friendship, like, I'm not going to call my friends when I'm going through something.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? And if you call me, I'm going to be like, shit, I'm going to hit you back. Now, if that's acting funny, fuck you.
Because I don't want to hear that shit.
Yeah, because I don't want to talk right now because I know the energy I'm going to give you.
Right.
And it ain't for you.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Nah, but shit, hell yeah, that's the thing about it. You got to start ignoring that shit. How many chances you going to give a nigga? You ain't a nigga old lady. Or this ain't your... Yeah, you no chance. Real shit.
Huh? You'll get no chance.
How the hell I gotta teach you how to be you?
I'm screaming.
Right up with your bullshit. Like.
Yeah, hell no. Nah. Ain't certain shit we just ain't gonna go for. No matter, nobody shouldn't. Mm-hmm. Like you know when what you call it? Characters conflict.
Mm. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
That don't mean I'm a fuck nigga. Or you a fuck nigga? Our character just conflict
don't
with
mesh.
Each other. Mm-hmm. This shit don't go. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so speaking of characters conflicting, how long do y'all think this Kanye AB shit is gonna last?
What is it?
Well, that's the play.
What's Kanye AB?
No, I understand
shit?
That it's a play, but they're so much alike.
What is it? What happened?
No, I mean, well, allegedly from
allegedly.
An Instagram post.
No, it ain't allegedly. Kanye started a sports agency called Donda Sports, and Antonio Brown is the president.
But is that
mean?
Confirmed though?
Yeah, it's confirmed. It's Kanye ain't said it ain't true. It's
that don't mean it's confirmed.
Okay,
because the nigga put so up the paperwork, the paperwork, like for instance, had the wrong date on it. Does that not mean anything?
What's wrong? AB doing the same shit.
He put up in the past.
It had a
like
past
it
date?
Had it like he put up a receipt where they bought out an owner's suite, and they bought floor seats for the Super Bowl, and they're going to give it. He said they were going to give it away to families and shit, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But the date on the receipt was February 7th, 2021.
So all we got to do, for real.
That could have been misprint.
But look.
Or they could have bought it
a year. You spent $2 million,
today,
and they misprinted
today,
the receipt.
21 and 22 today. Man, them folks having too much money to be playing around. Doing no
NBA ain't playing. But look, we'll know Sunday. If we don't see him at the Super Bowl Sunday, then we'll know it's some crazy
shit.
Who
at the Super Bowl doing what, though? What's going on?
Antonio Brown's supposed to have a suite, right?
He made a post, and he posted a receipt, like, I'll see y'all at the Super Bowl.
Who's
it?
Kanye?
AB. I'm the president of Donda Sports. We just bought out an owner suite, and we bought out floor seats for 38 people or 12 families or however the shit is going to go. But the date on the invoice.
But why would he be capping, though?
Because he been with Kanye.
On some shit you can prove.
He been
no,
with
what
niggas cap on shit you can't prove. What the fuck I'm having to go out here and cap and don't be at the Super Bowl?
No, it's some very
it happened.
It's some very valid press sources.
Oh, he gonna be there? He said he gonna be there. I'm gonna be there.
Yeah,
with these families.
Yeah, so we just paid for this.
Okay, so after the Super Bowl, if this man. I don't even know who y'all talking about, for one, but...
A.B.
Tony Brown, the one that is walking off the field.
Okay, but I don't see nobody doing no shit like that. And then Monday come, there's no families thinking, saying thank you or not. I don't feel like there's no cap.
No, I'm not saying that it's cap. I'm just saying, like...
When you mention Ye, man, Ye'll do some off-the-wall ass shit like that, though.
That's that's what I'm saying. I just brought to the light... To the attention that everybody else was asking.
Kanye Business Twitter confirmed it, that it's real.
Okay, but back to the original question.
The sports and the AB and all that shit.
Back to the original question, how long do you think that this relationship is going to last with them being so much alike?
They ain't got to be friends. Them niggas finna get some money out of this shit.
Listen to what I'm saying.
A sports nigga.
It's not about them being friends and it's not about the money. What I'm talking about is the unpredictability of it. Do you think that they're not going to clash is basically what I'm asking.
No.
Shit. They can't clash. Business people clash all the time.
No, but what I'm saying is...
You said like clash to like... Fuck you.
Because you know, both of them, when they fall out, it's explosive.
ABA never fell out with no just people. He keep falling out with white people. He don't keep falling out with people. Real
wait,
shit.
You said just people.
No, I'm just saying. No, I'm saying he don't. He keeps falling out with white people. He's not falling out with.
And get what? See, get what?
He
get what?
Out the upper.
You talking about? He took out Jersey.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Look.
Yeah.
Like you said, he might got a problem with authority.
He does. Ooh. He said this on the podcast.
Yeah, ain't no nigga finna come. We ain't got to do it. We finna get this money, man.
Yeah, as long as you bringing me niggas who can
play sports. We
finna do all
this other shit. We finna get this money, man.
And
them
niggas go pro and make money, then I don't think Ye gonna be talking.
No, I think it's a beautiful thing. Like,
we get what you're saying, but I'm saying, at the end of the day, you got to think, what nigga you talking about? You talking about Kanye West, one of the biggest niggas in the game. Mm-hmm. He gonna have so much time. Only time this man is doing sports business is online. Only time we together is online.
No, they imagine, together every day.
I understand that. Yeah, this is the beginning of a relationship. When this shit turn into business, the business shit start rolling. How many other companies that you see, you don't see him with the people from goddamn Gap?
That's a fact.
Once it become a profitable business, that's what it is.
It's
so we fall out or not, we getting
business,
money.
Yeah.
We ain't got to see
but it's a bigger play. Think
well,
about
no, when we lock in on that money shit, we locked in. If we fall out or not,
think
I ain't got to see you. We both straight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You going to get me athletes. Once they become big-ass athletes, I got these clothes. They gonna promote these.
They cannot fuck with each other now.
That's real too.
Big fat.
For real.
We don't know.
Yeah.
But this paper say we gonna fuck with each other to get this money. Cause there ain't no emotions in this shit.
Yeah.
So we clearly saw in some interviews that some people that had some issues with Ye for some time that was with good music, but they still operated business. Them niggas was still in good music. That shit all just came out. But he really went and got right with everybody immediately. He kind of talked crazy about him 1 minute and then went
like
and got
some
right
Iron
with
Man shit.
Or like he did with Big Sean.
That's what I'm saying. Not just Big Sean, push it to everybody. He got right with everybody.
Yeah.
I was going
Ye has gotten right with everybody.
I was going
through
something, bro.
Except Kim
K. Bitch had me going crazy.
And him and Kim K has got some other shit going on.
She had me going crazy. You got to think, bro. Certain shit happened to that man.
Okay, so
too much shit done happened to that man. In the public eye. This man lost his mama.
Yeah.
Then he got in with this girl, all this old shit. Mm-hmm. I'm really kind of throw it all about her too. Really nut up in front of the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So a lot of that shit he probably did not mean. It just... I answered the phone like we said earlier. I answered the phone and talked to you or did business with you at the wrong time when I'm already going through this shit.
Yeah. I mean, he said he's a narcissist.
So if he coming back saying, hey, man, those who accept it, cool. Those who don't. But the fear is everybody know, bro, you'll flip out again.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what she said.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, but once
can't
I flip out Antonio Brown, we still have made this money together. We still on paper that we get money together. I'm flipping out over here. You flip out over there. Let's keep getting this money. Yeah. You think he ain't flipped out on Gap? If he say 100% on a Yeezy, you think he ain't do a lot of flipping to get that 100%?
Oh, for sure.
Shit. Nigga, sometimes you gotta flip out. They don't respect the calm, nigga.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. You right. Yeah,
sometimes. Right. Sometimes they do something.
Hell no.
Shit, man. I can't wait to get my first flippy.
I'm screaming. Shit. Oh, God.
Nah, real. What we doing,
so do y'all want to... Okay, so since we're talking about Ye and we're talking about mm-hmm. everything that's going on... Mm-hmm.
I don't.
You don't want to talk about that?
I know where you're going. Go ahead. I shouldn't. Go ahead.
No, like, what's your opinion about everything that's going on, like, with him in front of the public?
Him and his wife?
With the family shit. Ex-wife? Yeah.
The thing about it is, the reason why it's so much, because it's Kim, and Ye.
Yeah.
Niggas going through this shit every day with their baby mama. Same shit.
Exactly.
Don't nobody give a fuck about it. But only why I would give a fuck about it and it's so big. Like, she just...
Who taking the play-by-play? This is the weird... Just weird to me. Who's taking the play-by-play to the media? Kanye. They be knowing some shit as soon as... That just... They just didn't let
Because
so-and-so...
He posts
Kanye take it straight to the media.
Yeah, he let it know.
Kanye go straight to the media. Kim did not answer the phone.
He hiding this shit no more. Like, he tired of this shit.
He's sending screenshots about the cousins, all
that. How do we get to the point of somebody putting a hit on somebody and all that shit?
Who said somebody hit?
Kanye said... They said that he put a hit on somebody.
On who?
Kanye said...
Man, don't turn this shit to be fact. Y'all turn this shit to be fact. Gossip is big fact.
No, Kanye said that Kim accused me of stealing out the house, and she accused me of putting a hit out on her. Kanye put that on his page.
We ain't make
that
up.
Out of nowhere. Nobody asked that man.
He's so amused.
Oh, God.
Because Bank, like, he for sure put the hit out.
No, they be having the memes, like, nobody, and then, like, I've been accused of stealing out of my house. Yes. I've been accused
of
putting...
But Ye just a nigga that'll call that shit out, bro. That's what makes him
different.
But it's
time because he's held it in for so long. Like, this shit crazy.
If he held that in, just imagine all the shit Kim Kardashian is holding in about him, though. Just think about it. Like,
nah, but just imagine all the shit. Just imagine all the shit that we don't
know.
Realistically, you don't want to date nobody that's going to go straight to the internet anyway. Like... He's going.
They not dating,
but he doesn't have a choice. But it's like
they not dating.
But he feels like, well, you know if, what I mean. Correct me if I'm wrong. He feels like his hand is being forced because he doesn't have a choice.
You right. Feel like shit. Because this is the only way that he's gonna. Doing.
Because they're trying to vilify him in the media, and he feels like this is his only outlet to let people know his side of the story.
But what if he's not? What if they're not saying? Like, they're not even saying anything, right? Like, the Kardashians haven't even responded.
She's responded?
Yeah.
Oh, that
they're
one
responding.
Post of her saying.
Yeah.
That long post he was pissed about.
Man, I predicted this. But...
Yeah. He's so saying it's her publicist and her family.
I thought he said something about, he put something up about his daughter's birthday party or some shit.
They wouldn't give him the address. That's how it started.
He did.
They wouldn't let him go.
But y'all saying he done did little slick shit before that. What, though?
Exactly. We don't know what he did or what he's doing to make her say keep him away.
Why does this shit always happen before they TV show? I'm just...
I mean, we know Kris Jenner is a beast behind this shit. So
all this shit always happened before the TV show. Then it gets straight after the TV show. Then it get unstraight before the TV show.
Kanye ain't finna get straight. That nigga mad.
Yeah, he big mad. You playing with his kids.
I think
I know if I see Ye on the TV show, I'm gonna be
It's over. I can't take him serious.
See another thing too that I was reading online, a lot of people were feeling like when they were on good terms, he was, you know, like he was cool with the whitewash or whatever.
What's that?
And like he was cool with, you know, his kids, you know, being doing the stuff that they were doing and, you know, whatever. But it's like now, like on one of his posts, he was like, you know, I want to be a father to my black children and I want them to have certain experiences and it's certain shit that I do not want them to do and like participate in. But a lot of people of our color are feeling like we tried to tell you this a long time ago, but you didn't want to listen. So now all of a sudden it's your black kids and you're a black father and you know what I'm saying, all it is. But when you were with this lady person, it was okay. You know what I'm saying?
So basically now that he's no longer married to Kim K.
Right.
People are
now they're still married. He won't sign the divorce paper.
Right. But no longer with her.
Yeah.
And they're saying that now that they're accusing him of wanting to get back in tune with his roots.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying.
And he's what? Also saying he
like
didn't.
What?
They
like
saying basically when you was on some Hollywood shit with her and you was in Hollywood, all that shit was cool, but now you want to be on some
now that you snapped out
when I was
of
in,
it.
But when I was in Hollywood, was he? I don't know, because I don't watch these folks like a soap opera.
Right.
Was he allowing his kids to be on
yeah.
social media?
He was allowing them to do all this shit, I they, think.
No, he said
well,
he
was not TikTok able around. To go TikTok to his
daughter's birthday party then? No,
they was on the show though, right?
Yeah.
I'm saying, what was he doing that he doing different now that we know?
What you mean?
What you mean?
What I'm saying is, like y'all saying... That they saying, since we turn this shit goddamn big fact, they say gossip.
Gossip facts, okay.
We just going off the tweets, dog.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, if they saying, like, he trying to get back to his black root, how y'all know that nigga had one in the house black as hell, though?
Damn.
How y'all don't
we
know?
Don't know we don't know.
You
right.
know what I'm saying? What? How y'all know how he was kicking it in the house?
We don't know. We don't know.
Certain shit she wasn't doing that she doing now.
That's facts. Those are big facts.
Real.
Yeah.
All right.
Shit, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. But to their defense, he can't expect for her to be in character no more if she done got them going on.
Man. And came outside.
Yeah, she outside now, so that's what that is.
Yeah.
But he like, he a Gemini, so he looking at it like, really, bitch, you tricked me.
Yeah.
You going for all this shit that you know I was standing on, now you going against everything that you know I don't stand on.
Yeah, facts. Mm-hmm. And bought the house across
like,
the
y'all got them, y'all know I supposed to be able to debo this shit, like, come in. Y'all got security. Mr. Mm-hmm. West.
Not Mr. Yeah, West.
Like, ready to go out there and do some bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it just come, but all that shit is still just a regular marriage, divorce. Divorce marriage.
Yeah. It's
just because everybody, niggas yeah. go through the same shit. Sometimes a woman be goddamn tripping, flipping. Sometimes a nigga be flipping. Mm-hmm. It's just what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Them folks be doing the same. You go on Facebook right now.
Somebody in
there,
baby mama.
I ain't got Facebook, but all my aunties and cousins, they got Facebook. So you go on Facebook right now, somebody saying, it's no good ass nigga. Man, fuck this bitch. I just seen a nigga just post this girl, goddamn put out naked, huh? Goddamn. I ain't see that.
No, wait, what happened?
The nigga at work, working it back out. 14-hour shift. A girl at home with a little young nigga. He got cameras and shit in now. He pull up and put them out and shoot.
Put her out naked?
Put both of them out. Put her and the nigga out.
I'm grabbing my clothes. That's crazy. Yeah,
fuck that.
she had a
little blanket around her.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, he dead serious. He feminine shit. Like, started on Instagram. Look, y'all. Look, showing the nigga the camera, turn the camera around. You get what I'm saying?
Dang.
So it's like, and y'all ain't seen that, but y'all seen Kanye shit. That's worse.
That is worse. They was humping?
Yes.
I'm screaming.
They were doing what they do. You know what I mean? He filmed in front of he and he was on a narrating like, he probably gonna see this. I ain't shaming you, my nigga, but it is what it is. He was like, look at this bitch. All on top of this nigga.
Oh,
that nigga was hurt,
shit.
Bro. That nigga was hurt. That shit fucked that man up, bro. Mm. But for you to put cameras in that house and not tell her, You already knew.
Mm. Or suspected it.
You already knew or suspected it. So now you don't caught the bitch. And he, the dog in the house, huh?
You broke your own heart.
Yeah, you broke your own heart. You should just went on ahead and.
Wait, but what did hey, the dog that bitch to
the curb? He told her, he was like, leave the dog. I paid for the dog.
Fucking right.
Leave the dog.
I seen that shit.
You don't want the dog. Leave that shit.
Nah, but that's just like, shit, bro. You got to just go with them signs, bro. If you got intuition, especially women. Because women got some that niggas ain't got. But niggas got them too on some, you know, for safety type shit. But women got them other kind. Like, I know some women that done told me as soon as they met a person, they be like, they ain't right. It don't matter if it took 10 years, 30 years, 100 years, they end up not being right. Worse than you can ever think of.
Oh God!
You know what I'm saying? So, like, a lot of time, my sisters, my wife, my daughter, whoever, contact me, shit, I just be like, but that shit be like right here, and I might start acting different off that because I know these folks ain't wrong,
right?
Yeah,
and I kind of smell that too,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you feel me? Nah, but man. Kanye gonna get a girl back, man. They just out having fun right now.
Did they get back together? That's your prediction.
That's my prediction.
Did they get back?
Pete Davidson said they're together.
Huh?
Pete Davidson did an interview and said that Kim Kardashian is his girl.
All right, that's cool. For now.
For now? You think she's gonna go back to Ye after all this?
Yes,
girl. Well, it's gonna go to Ye. What you mean? Go back to Ye? Shit, he gotta go back to her too.
Ye, we already, Ye ain't signing the divorce papers. Ye bought the house across the street. Ye won his wife back.
That ain't doing nothing wrong.
That don't mean he won his wife back. That mean I could just be torching her.
Yeah, because y'all some Geminis.
I could just be a petty nigga like,
yeah,
having money. I'm finna let these, listen to some bulldozer for a couple of months. You know what I'm saying? I'm having the paper to do that, but man, they got their family.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they got that big ass family too.
And they still kid now. We got them grown kids. Fuck you.
Yeah,
for real.
Them kids, so it's shit just gonna affect too much. And I see her when I see you, see him when I see her. And...
But we talked about shit being tainted though. You don't think it being all out in the public like that is like they business is
nah,
a taint.
Because
a deep taint.
And we just making a prediction here when Mr. Ye, Mr. Mrs. Kim,
right?
We ain't on no funny shit. We just talking. So they don't turn the shit to big facts.
Gossip facts.
Gotcha.
I just feel like
going out the tweets, dog.
Sometimes they can just let all be all. Go to counsel. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. That was a phase we went through.
Mm. But see me.
Some people be doing that shit.
They be doing
True. But see me personally.
But
I feel like
ain't gonna be able to do it though. He'll try it though. He ain't gonna be able to. Like, withstand that you tried me like that. But for them kids and the love he probably have for her, he'll try that shit. Knowing, like,
if.
Yeah, but just
you got niggas
speaking
like
on,
that.
Like, a general.
I don't know him, but I'm just saying, like.
Just speaking on, like.
Because he love
him. Yeah, just speaking on, like, some general shit. Like, for me personally, like, to me, I equate the internet shit to the police. So, like, if I'm going through shit with somebody or whatever, and it hits the internet, that's just like you calling the police on me, and it ain't no coming back from that.
But you talking about shit. You're internet, but you talking about.
But like you said.
Like dude said, he's up, you talking about American Idols. These are not regular people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No matter what happened, it's going to be on the internet.
Yeah, that's real.
My nanny going to send it out. Somebody going to say what it is, man.
Yeah.
They selling your ass out when you that big.
So maybe you're taking an approach of. I think he did say. I'm gonna tell my story. That in the first post. He said, "I'm gonna put this out here so the narrative be proper before everybody else put it out." That is what he said with the first post.
But that's what I told y'all. That's because they forced his hand, and that's the only way for him to get his side of the story out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because he's not finna make no videos. He's not finna do no interviews, doing a whole bunch of talking about the family shit. He'll talk about everything else, but he's not talking about the family shit, really. And that's going to be his way, directly from the horse's mouth, for him to say, this is what it is from my standpoint.
Well, he kind of do be talking too much of that family shit, too, though.
What you mean, too much?
Yeah, because in one interview he did, he only do a few. But in one of them, he talked about the time when him and Kim was talking about getting an abortion with North. Like, just
how
different
too
things.
Much, though? This is the truth. But whatever it is, whatever
Kim
he said
them,
out of
they didn't want that shit out there.
Stop and then, that faking. I told you about that when I was there. That's we ain't doing no faking.
Right.
That's true, too.
Y'all put everything else on TV.
Like,
yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah, like, we ain't doing no faking. Then what happened?
Yeah.
He probably been holding all that shit in about to bust on. That's why I'm really going crazy.
Yeah, yeah, facts.
And then when he did come out,
holding your secrets and mines and all kinds of shit, man.
And Chris's and goddamn Jisses and Bruce and the missus.
Fuck, I ain't gonna nut up.
Yeah.
So, man, you know how that shit go, man. I wish both of them well, though.
Wish them well.
Yeah, me too.
Well.
Shout out to the West family.
Whatever destiny has for them, it shall be. You know what I mean? Anything else on y'all heart on this?
Nah, that's it. How long that? That's enough.
I'm screaming.
We ain't got shit to do.
I'm just tired today. How long it is?
It's 35 minutes.
We need one more.
Let's ride. 10 minutes. Let's give the folks 10 more minutes. What you got, Shy? What you
got a
question. She got Cash Easy. What you got, Shy?
I got a question.
Okay.
Is it okay to date someone that one of your friends used to date if they gave you the green light?
I ain't fucking with it.
Nah, ain't nobody doing that.
I ain't fucking with it.
But if they went, what if?
I don't say ain't nobody. I'm gonna say this body ain't.
You know I'm not. Me personally.
Date?
Like, what if... Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, okay, like, if somebody date, just messed around... like
this shit.
Or if somebody messed around with somebody and then...
I don't want nothing
mean,
and
can
nobody...
Can I fuck her or can we be in a serious relationship?
I know you a man, so you probably gonna say you get hit.
Yeah, no, I ain't finna be in a serious relationship with no man, one of my homies girl ever in life. How?
Right.
If they gave you the green light.
I don't even want the green light.
I know what your nasty ass be doing.
Okay.
I want that from you. And I know.
But see, she's coming from that place where it
but a female, I can't say for a female.
For a female. Like, I don't want to date you. I don't want to fuck you. I don't want to have no kind of ties with nothing that you used to have ties
because
with.
Because if I look at you like that, in any form of life, that means I had to look at you like that then when you were. I fuck her. Exactly. I don't look at none of my niggas, girl, like that. Never in life. Facts. Bitch, I don't even know how you really look in real life.
I don't even look at you.
Especially if you ain't with him. Only way I know how you look if you with my man.
Big fat. Yeah.
Unless we grow up together, we sisters, you know what I'm saying? You know how this shit go. Like, yeah. We all got them. You just start going with our sister.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that. But
you
bring your girl around and she new, now I don't want to know your new ass. How you doing, though, when you with my boy?
Yeah.
I see you out somewhere, I don't even know you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Why you be trying to be so friendly? Because at the end of the day, you don't know what, whenever these folk going through what they going through, and then you say, how you doing? Don't speak that bitch. Mm. I ain't finna be your friend, because when he don't like you no more, I don't like you either.
Right.
Yeah, so I just ain't going to speak to you.
Because that's how they going
to
do you.
Yeah.
Your people friend ain't finna be goddamn all on the phone with you like, you know how she is. Y'all just know.
No.
It's fuck
people
you.
Who do that. That's fucked up. But it is people that exist that do all that.
Nah, you right.
That play the middle. All in that
play the 50.
Play the all fucked up.
I ain't even trying to be my girl friends and none of that. We cool, but we not friends.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And I really don't fuck with you.
Nah, I fuck with you because she fuck with you, y'all friend or whatever, but we not friends.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't finna tell you my business because I don't want you to slip up and tell me her business. I don't want nothing to do with y'all. That's
we're not even going to have a conversation long enough for you to be able to goddamn.
Water, yeah, big facts water. Nah, you definitely.
Fuck you with me. I'm trying to make sure the seal ain't pop, man. I heard about that mouth.
The answer is in this room.
The answer is no.
We ain't on that.
Fuck
but
no.
You sound like you might be
no,
on
no,
that.
No, 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 no.
You brought it up.
Live your truth.
Live your truth, Sean.
No, it was just that one time.
Fuck no.
That's what
I'm
you said.
This is the one time I agree with all of you guys. I just saw it on the internet.
I thought it was just that one time.
Jess Hilarious page. They was having a conversation about it. But aside from that, like, this is the one time I'm going to agree with y'all. I ain't fucking with none of my friends, exes. If you and my friends did anything.
Yeah.
Because especially, I done seen that shit go.
Because the nigga going to say green light, but you don't mean that.
Yeah, you don't. No.
If you even ask for the green light, you kind of looking
like. Yeah, it's weird.
I got to say yeah.
But
yeah. Come out of PM yet.
Right.
Well, let me say this.
If I say no.
Right.
Let me say this for girls. Some women out there will go on a date with a guy and claim him and feel like that is their whole thing. And if their homegirl date them.
Oh, yeah, they're different.
That's like, you got some women that do that.
Oh, nah, yeah, for sure.
I don't agree with that. Just because y'all went on a date don't mean that that's.
No, I'm saying if they was in a relationship.
If you're in a relationship, that's different.
You know that them too.
Exactly. But,
and women be claiming niggas. Like, we hung out, he got my phone number, that's my nigga. Mm. And that ain't fact.
I wish I would claim a nigga.
Girls do it all the time.
I ain't claiming shit. I don't even claim. Man, listen, bro. Like,
go ahead and spill it.
This shit crazy. Like, people be.
She was about to spill it. You don't even claim what? Go ahead, Jay.
I smell some bullshit coming.
No. Like people be tripping. Like, people be tripping. I'm going to just leave it there.
Man, you just can't put too much into shit but yourself.
At all.
God.
Like, love whoever you with for, whoever they is, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If that's who you is, I love you for that or fuck you.
Big facts.
If I can't, because at the end of the day, once I start putting too much in you, I'm taking something out of me.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. I got to get used to, man, some of this shit got to come out of me to go, man, hell nah, bro.
And then that shit ain't equally yoked. Ooh.
That's real.
If I'm taking some shit from me and I'm having a deficit from me to fill some shit with you, like.
And you ain't putting shit.
Period. Mm-hmm. You just leeching and
you just leaving. You trying to empty me out.
You trying to drain me
shit
off.
Leeching.
You trying to empty me out. God damn.
Like leeching. Hell, we ain't doing that.
Leeching.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nah, but procrastination, that shit fucked up.
How we get back to
procrastination? Nah, I just thought about that. That's fucked up in our community, bro. That's what we need to speak on. Bro, you joking.
No, it's real shit. Procrastination is the
all that, but
ultimate.
I hate them excuses, bro.
Procrastination
like,
is
bro, you
the
see
ultimate.
Motherfucker running whole Olympics and doing all type of Olympic shit with no legs and
oh,
wheelchair.
God.
Man, yeah. Y'all niggas, y'all bitch ass nigga around here
that's
with all these
that's
excuses
what I'm
and shit.
That's what I'm saying about taking shit for granted.
Yeah.
Huh?
That's what I'm saying about taking shit for granted.
Man,
that shit. I share the same.
Nigga, who the fuck do you? Why the fuck do you care how a motherfucker look at you? You trying to get you some money?
Yeah.
I don't argue.
Are you trying to better you? Why the fuck do you give a fuck? Ah, nigga, bro, nigga ain't finna give you shit.
Especially
how you look
when
at you.
You got people depending on you. Why the fuck do you care?
Bruh, like
you need to care about what these folks care.
But shit, such done had did when they did it.
Yeah, they had all the help. Ain't nobody helping me.
With the, with the people closest to me, family, friends, and all that, I don't have arguments more than anything but procrastination. Because the thing is, they be like, what's your screen? How the fuck you think I became screen?
But you're different screen.
No, see what I'm saying?
That's the truth. What? That's the truth. Nigga, I don't know where I became screen because I ain't had no excuses.
I went and did that shit.
Exactly.
I tried, I took the losses and all that shit. Yeah. Everybody in this room, we know each other. We done took our ups and downs.
Facts.
We ain't just hopping this chair. We hit, you know what I'm saying?
Never.
This shit was a risk.
Facts.
Big facts.
So what I'm saying is that shit just blow me. That's why I'm with like the same
bro,
passion.
That shit make you be like,
people
man,
I love, I be arguing with.
Kick your ass, man. Get up. You need a kick in the ass or something?
That's what
it's going to take for you to want something?
I think y'all got it in the beginning when y'all said
that's
fear.
A hot topic.
Yeah, what the fuck is gonna take? Like
that's a hot topic.
Fuck, man.
Tragedy and all that shit.
No, that just give you another excuse.
Yeah, a different excuse.
That just give you another excuse.
Another reason why
I'm depressed.
Yeah, like I can't. Bro, I ain't even say that, bro. But I hate seeing niggas say shit like that, bro. I can't do this because of this. I ain't even gonna single out an excuse. But what? How that? Your leg stopped working?
Right.
Like, what the fuck happened to you that made you say that this shit can't happen?
Yeah.
Everybody.
I don't want to let nobody down. You let yourself down by not doing shit.
What you say before on Big Facts, though, you said it's a difference between maybe being broke and broken. You said that shit before.
Yeah, for sure.
So I think some people is their spirit and everything. Some people just broken down. Mm-hmm. From whatever it is, that ain't no excuse. But it's like you might not be able to.
Man, look how many times goddamn them nigga, like Michael Jordan and goddamn Kobe Bryant and all them nigga missed the game winning shot and shit. Mm-hmm. Don't give a fuck. I'm gonna take the next one too. Mm-hmm. The next 10.
Mm-hmm.
Give a fuck. If I make 1 out of 10, this shit going in history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He can make one.
Right.
Everybody
crazy man.
Like that.
Huh?
Yeah.
Everybody not rap like that.
It's just so many, like, they caught up on opinion.
Mm, yeah.
That's what fucked people up, opinions, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, shit, how you think they gonna look at it? How you look at it, King?
Yeah. And sometimes it be opinions that's not even there.
How you look at it? That's what matter. That what matter, bro. I had on a green ass shoe the other day. Everybody like, them motherfuckers ugly hair, bro. I like them. Fuck what you talking about, bro. These motherfuckers, Fred, these joint folds green. Yeah. Fuck you, exclusive. Yeah. It don't match. So, I tried them on. I felt bow-legged. Nigga, I like these.
Nah, bye.
Fuck you talking about, nigga? These motherfuckers make me fat.
I'm screaming.
Real shit. However, whatever you like, though, bro. Yeah, you trying to goddamn... Bro, that's a whole nother topic.
That's a whole nother topic.
And then some people don't even know what they like.
Exactly, because you judging off what a neck motherfucker like or what follow, they say. Follow. That's why a motherfucker be special, bro, when they just go out there and you tell, he don't or she don't give a fuck what nobody think. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Them be the best people in life, bro. Because
they're free.
Like, I don't give a fuck, like, at all what you think so well. I don't give a fuck your feeling be hurt about this. I don't care.
Not even though.
Mine's not.
Not even a little bit of fuck. Not even.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That shit hard to do, but boy, that shit, nigga, that's a necessary. It's a
necessity.
It's verily necessarily.
Verily.
It is, bro. You get stuck out there trying to goddamn. For you know it, then now. See, I understand them niggas who. Like 55 and 60 and shit, you ain't got that going.
Stupid, bro.
Like, hey, laugh. I understand them niggas' pain, bro, because I know them niggas. Them niggas try to play that wait my turn shit.
I'm screaming.
You wait your turn, but what are you doing to get to your turn? You can't wait your turn at whole drinking Bill King. Smoking cigarette. That ain't
right.
But what gonna happen with that? You ain't even playing the lottery. Yeah. You ain't doing shit. You just wait your turn. Where this shit gonna come from? Your turn. What? Man. God ain't even finna send you shit like that, bro. How?
Big facts.
How? Niggas trying to goddamn break their leg or something to get a settlement.
Man.
You nigga want some settlements, bro. Like that's something like, man. I don't.
Hand it to him.
You don't want to work for this shit, bro. What the fuck? Everything started from nothing, bro. That's what nigga don't understand, bro. Mm-hmm. Everybody feel like, What'd it be like?
Put me on.
Get niggas to fucking with.
Yeah.
Put me in the light. Okay, cool. When I put you in the light, that don't mean, they just gonna be like, that bank with some nigga.
Yeah.
If you ain't chosen for that.
Yeah.
Put the light all the way on you, it gonna be like, okay.
Next.
You know what I'm saying? Or whatever you feel like that I can do. And then when it go out there, you do that, motherfucker be like, but he ain't really said how he supposed to say who I was. You get what I'm saying? It's still gonna be somebody else's fault instead of when I came in the light, I wasn't ready for it. Or whatever. I don't know. Like, get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, motherfucker, think, goddamn, bro, if I could just do this, everything you thought if you could just do when you did it, it's still one shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If I could just, cause I used to think, man, I remember we bought a beat from Manny Fred. And Fred did the hook. Well, he put one of them old Juvie hooks on. I was thinking myself, boy, we get this man Fred beat, boy. Shit. Because that when that boom, boom, clap, Jesus had just snapped with that shit. We wouldn't cash out for one. Mm-hmm. Man and Fred, he the hottest thing on earth. Okay, mm-hmm. Cool. But it's still most shit come with that. Because you just got a man and Fred beat, boy. You got to, and a hook from Fred. You still got to go another time and spend the money in that shit. Mm-hmm. You know how you thinking that shit? Like, it be in all of your head. Like, even if you get a smash hit. You still gotta work that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a lot of niggas fucked up with hits on their hard drive.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Because they ain't not working. They looking like, I'm gonna fuck around, play this shit for the right person.
When?
Well.
Well, how you gonna get to the right person?
Hell nah, nigga, what you gotta do? You gotta goddamn go everywhere. But I seen a nigga on the side of the road standing on their truck, bro, with a dog suit on rapping. Y'all ain't seen that nigga?
No.
Yes.
When you getting on the
85? Yes.
Yes.
That nigga hard. Whatever his name is, pull that nigga name up. We need to get that nigga shout out. That nigga up now, I'm talking about in traffic time. Like, he parked on the...
On the side of the freeway.
On the side of the freeway, traffic time, with speakers on his van, rapping with a dog suit on, rapping some hard shit, too.
Yeah,
I bet I heard about it. I ain't seen the person.
That nigga truck going with this move.
That nigga be on
everybody that ride by, look, he crazy. How?
Yeah.
You looking?
I don't even know how to find him.
How he crazy?
How you find him?
Rapping dog.
How you crazy? That shit fuck around the catch now. Damn, I remember that crazy ass nigga used to.
Yeah.
That's just how it go, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything crazy to
the
work.
I don't know about the what's the dude's name? They used to be at the Popeyes and the shit in the airport going crazy. What's his name?
Who?
Boom. Is it Boom?
Yeah.
I don't know about that method though.
Boom.
Yeah.
Shit, that shit worked for Boom. Boom got them doing whatever he doing now. He got them a pastor now, ain't he? Clean their life up on some shit.
You talking about
the nigga that used to jump?
Oh yeah, he cleaned his life. He dated the little white girl now.
He was going through something.
Yeah, he was going through something. But
one thing about it, bro, ain't nobody gonna, ain't no same. Like, we ain't got the same fingerprint. You ain't gonna have the same path as the next nigga. Nobody.
Yeah. Biggest facts.
Nobody ain't gonna have the same path as the next nigga. So you say they did it like this? Okay. The fuck got a whole label full of nigga. They trying to do that same shit they did for him, but they ain't that.
Right.
Oh God.
Right.
You think the nigga who was in there with Bill Gates, we were typing on that goddamn computer and doing whatever he was doing, typing on here next to here, trying to make goddamn backbook, and he making Facebook? We doing the same shit.
Right.
But this shit, this is what the name is?
Zuckerberg.
Who I said?
Bill Gates.
Whoever. Whatever them niggas were doing when they were doing
it. One of them rich niggas.
One of them rich niggas.
One of them rich niggas.
One of them saltines.
Over here, crazy. What you feel saying on screen?
Yeah, nah, you a 1,000,000% right.
Like, you ain't gonna know what
get
that
it,
shit
get means. Get it how you go your own path. Like, you gotta look at where music was when Soulja Boy came. Everybody was using that blueprint of the Jeezy blueprint. Press up 1,000,000 CDs, flood the streets. This nigga went to MySpace. Could you imagine if Soulja Boy tried to take the Jeezy route? It probably wouldn't have worked. You see what I'm saying? He found his own lane.
It takes something else in that Jeezy line. You got to goddamn have what Jeezy them had.
A movement.
Yeah, and it got to be all the way believable. This shit had to be all the way believable. You come out to my son, you can't know you're with that.
You can't do that
with that. But that internet, that shit, that nigga broke down barriers with that
exactly.
shit.
Exactly.
Yeah. First to do it, Soulja Boy.
That's the rap blueprint right there. Like, you got to find your way. Every way ain't going to be the same way.
Bro, that's the life blueprint, though.
That's the life blueprint.
Real shit, bro.
Any business, anything.
Anything you saying you do, like, motherfucker might be like, shit, I want to goddamn start a tech company. But you hang with Bank them every day. Who don't do tech? You need to go find some tech people, boy. Learn some tech shit.
Right. You learn media over here.
Even you do get past the blunt. Then goddamn talk shit. We frying your brain up some more. You need to go find some tech shit, King.
For sure.
Yeah.
I want to be a chef, but you need to go hang with Cool them and goddamn 305 and, you know what I'm saying? You need to go hang with the niggas who cook, who show you how to whip that shit.
Yeah.
We ain't cooking, King.
Yeah. True.
She want to do hair and be mad at everybody else because she done taught herself and nobody don't want to do that shit. You need to go hang around beauticians. You want to do lashes, but you want to figure them out. No, you need to fuck with people who do lashes.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's just how it go, bro.
When you want to get in the streets, you simply just go get in the streets and be in the streets. And you learn street shit, right?
And fuck with the niggas who last.
I like that.
You can't go get in the streets and fuck with niggas who got them all way. Something go wrong with them. You got to fuck with niggas who last,
that's
man.
A real gym.
You
want to
last,
gyms.
Go fuck with some niggas who lasted.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't fuck with the niggas that's running out of gas.
Yeah. That's a real gym. Rewind that.
Real shit. Real shit, though, bro.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck I'm finna goddamn go fuck with such a cause he used to be on? No, bro, I want to hear that story. Mm-hmm. That shit gonna fuck around and I'ma fall off at the end of that.
Yeah,
When you get to the end of telling me what happened, bro, day the ending I woke.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but you can still get something from those type of guys. You know what I'm saying? You can get where they fucked up at. You get what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is, you can't teach me how to walk my path. Nobody can't, bro.
Nobody.
But your ancestors and God.
Facts.
Real shit, bro.
Ashe.
Rewind.
Nobody can't teach you or put you on your path, fool.
Yeah.
He can help you. You know what I'm saying? He can help give you, you know what I'm saying, inspiration, motivation. Like I said, like a T-bone steak, bro. You eat the steak. Throw the bone away. You ain't finna eat the bone, so shit, I'm just gonna eat the steak out of this shit. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Shit, who? I'm a bullshitter myself. I ain't gonna take no bullshit for nobody.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a different part of it, bro. You gotta have every side to this shit, bro. For real, cause nigga going for anything out here, bro. Motherfucker can't peek when that's the one. Mm-hmm. Some people lack that gift. And be fucking with.
Oh, they lack it. I think that some they don't people, exercise it properly because they ain't. You know what I'm saying?
Them facts.
Some people don't fact.
No, some people, yeah, everybody got that. You know what that one is. You're right about that. I'm going to take that back, they don't lack that gift. Some people just don't want to accept.
Exactly.
That's the one.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So we're going to try to make these number nines some ones when they ain't no ones. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So now we just all running the wrong way, like backwards. Yeah. Like our tail cut off.
Mm-hmm. Because we're trying to skim over the fact that the nigga that's the one ain't the nigga that we want to be the one.
Mm-hmm. Female, too.
Hell yeah, bitches do it. I mean, girl, ladies do that shit all the time.
Like, if she the one, she the one. Mm-hmm. Let's make her the number one so I can at least come in two or three or four. I don't give a fuck. Long as I'm a number.
Girl power.
Right.
Put me in. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Long as I'm a number.
Yeah.
And get what I'm gonna do. When I get in that number, get my move going.
I'm gonna pull somebody else up.
I'm gonna fuck around and be a number one in something else.
Oh God.
Oh, yeah.
Cause I just gotta get to what I'm doing. I just gotta get okay. He might be number one. He might be our number one rapper. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He the one. Well, they push him up, even though I had rap dreams. Mm-hmm. But that shit ain't finna do shit, bro. You see them folks, look, see how they fuck with this and ain't fuck with your shit, bro. You drop this shit going plastic bag. Mm-hmm. He dropped this shit. Them shit, fuck with them folk coming on your page. Not you drop some shit.
Not even one. Like, not even
bro, we can be label mates. You drop some shit. We drop some shit. You put out your promo video. Mm-hmm. But on your promo video, the comment is, we in screen dropping, bank.
Damn.
So, okay, this my brother. Screen, they want you.
Mm-hmm. You gotta know that.
They want you.
You gotta know that.
What?
That's heartbreaking.
Oh, but Screen. Listen,
you didn't
Screen,
even say this hard.
Listen, check
Screen,
this
they
out.
Want you.
Check this out, though. Everybody that was around Michael Jordan, people know them motherfuckers. On them championship teams.
That's true.
He did a documentary and saluted everybody on the team. Y'all niggas wouldn't have been that if y'all won the round, bro. You gotta know that.
Facts. They could have been that, but it wouldn't have got that notoriety.
It wouldn't have been timeless.
Exactly.
So it's like
that's the best, one of the best teams of all times, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So now Dennis Rodman looked at like one of the best centers. About what the other nigga name?
Oh yeah.
Scottie Pippen.
Scottie looked at is like one of the best forwards, right? Mm-hmm. Then you got John Paxson, Buzzer Beater, all them niggas like Phil Jackson. You know what I'm saying? So if Jordan is shooting guard, I need to try to be number one in point guard. Mm-hmm. Well, I need to try to be number one in forwards. I need to try to be number one coach. Mm-hmm. I need to try to be the number one general manager instead of goddamn.
I wanted to be the nigga
they interview. Yeah. That's what it is, bro.
That's what break them dynasties apart.
Yes, yeah. I want to be the nigga with the mic in my hand. Mm-hmm. That nigga Duck Tate Dave say that like, bro, them nigga act different, but them nigga with the mics. Y'all talk to them nigga. They like mics.
Right.
Yeah, I'm with Dave.
He like, bro, I be in the background. Them nigga like mics, bro. You know you gonna have to goddamn go tell them folks it's us at the door, man. Mm-hmm. Folks like niggas with microphone.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does say that.
The truth,
time.
Though.
Yeah.
So, all right, cool, but I'm all the way up. Niggas, y'all looking at thinking about some with a microphone, big pocket, 4PL. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, but that ain't for me. I'm just the number one at what I do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it still adds value to what you do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Teamwork.
And what you do adds value to what I do.
Teamwork made the dream work.
Facts.
Teamwork made the dream work. But you have to know. I guess we're getting back into Chosen One shit. You have to know when somebody is the chosen. You have to know.
Bruh, the people gonna tell you.
The people will tell you.
The people gonna tell you if you're in a group, right? If you're in a group, and they brought out the Jackson Five. Mm-hmm. Michael the one. Mm-hmm. That man dancing all kind of shit. That boy Jane Brown. Mm-hmm. Tito, Fido, and Skeeto, whatever.
All right, babe. Take his
be
mic.
What y'all been, but this the one.
Yeah. It's still wrong.
Right or
it's
wrong.
Still wrong for
Pops new.
Pops new.
Yeah.
It the one.
It's you can, but you can.
You left out Reeby.
Whoever. I don't know their names, but I'm just saying, like, but them niggas done made their money.
But look at the, and we gonna get into that in the future, but look at the pure heart of when you watch that Janet Jackson documentary, and she always had love for Mike and what she became.
Oh, not Janet was big, too.
The second biggest brand in
yeah.
that family.
Yeah.
But she always had pure love and pushed her brother like it wasn't no hate or nothing. Like, it was pure love, you know what I'm saying?
He did the same, though.
Yeah, exactly.
They big, though. But, man, you know, bro.
Yeah, you know.
You know, bro. Yeah, you know, bro. Like, you know, even coaches on teams, they know you're special. Mm-hmm. You see that the first day of practice.
You can see
how he hitting that hole. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I see how he jogging in place. Mm-hmm. You can damn near see a nigga high shoe tied up. Mm-hmm. He come out there, boy, you look like an athlete.
Right.
Then you got a little slouch ass nigga belt.
They know who the duds are. Like,
right or wrong though, bro. You know you got the little nigga, his shoes. Hey, come on, boy, let me tie your shoes. The young nigga coming out here taped up already. His daddy know he the one already.
Yeah.
We already know this, that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right or wrong, though.
No, you're right.
Right. Shit. Right. Before the shit even pop out, bro, we know, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, but we're going to continue to try to see what type of talent you have, too, son. Let's keep you in and, you know what I'm saying, do drills and shit. Mm-hmm. But we need to
run
work.
You around for nothing?
Nah, not for nothing, because some of them niggas, I done seen some duds turning up. That boy in the league.
Yeah.
So you can't say that. I done seen, like,
Tom
niggas
Brady.
Who just didn't have no coordination till they got it when they got it. But them ones, like, you could, they rare, but you can spot them soon they come. Like,
yeah.
He gonna be that. Mm-hmm. A lot of niggas, like, we grew up with in school and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, Anthony Carter, boy, you different. Mm.
Fact.
No matter about this street shit or nothing you doing as we kids and shit, boy club, boy, you different. Mm-hmm. Like, you ducking on grown men, 16. Mm.
Yeah.
Going up, you different. Nigga went straight to the league, bro. He would been different. Mm-hmm. Even the rappers. Pluto came out with that shit. Boy, you different.
Yeah, everybody knew Pluto was.
Mm-hmm. You different. You finna do something else. Mm-hmm. Baby, mm-hmm. Savage, Gucci. Mm-hmm. Y'all nigga different, bro. Thug.
Yeah, facts.
Like, you can already facts. See it no matter what. Them nigga Poe at first, whatever. Boy, you special. Mm-hmm. Kanye.
The kids, they ain't procrastinate. They went up. Everybody you naming, we know something about. They ain't procrastinate. They got
Wayne.
It. Got
them niggas setting that shit up from the beginning. I remember when I went to a goddamn Cash Money to a concert, a baby no. Mm-hmm. What them niggas used to do is goddamn be like, sorry, goddamn, Wayne couldn't make it, man. You know what I'm saying? Woo, 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 woo. Throw your W's up for Wayne, you know what I'm saying? He too young to get in, woo, woo. And nigga run out that motherfucker. Like, that was set up. You it.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about a nigga, little bit ass boy. Like, but you it, though. Mm-hmm. Back then. Mm-hmm. He other nigga hard as fuck.
Mm-hmm. But you the one.
You the one.
That shit just that. Mm-hmm. He the one over shit. All this shit, really. Mm-hmm. Niggas ain't fuck with Wayne. Wayne like Tip Series up here. That boy got down, gave his life to this shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You chosen, bro.
Chosen.
Back to that, man. Shit. You chosen, bro. Don't be mad at a nigga for being chosen. Be loyal to that nigga.
Yeah.
Be loyal to that female. Be loyal to that kid. Whatever it is, they chosen. Mm-hmm. Fuck, I'm finna talk you out of being chosen.
But in conclusion, even if you chosen, you gotta chase that shit.
Oh, no, you can't procrastinate. I've seen a lot. Bro, that the worst story in the world. It could have been nigga, but you know how many could have been niggas I know?
Yeah, would have could have. Yeah, exactly.
But that nigga with the one. Boy, ain't no boy. I know some the ones that some zeros. Mm.
I'm screaming. Mm.
Like, no, like, no, nah, don't get it fucked up. You can either have a, I'm going to tell you two things, stop this shit. Procrastination, excuses, mm-hmm. and being a fuck nigga at heart.
Which is part of ego.
It's part of ego.
Like, I wouldn't give a damn what you do, bro. You don't take care of your kids.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You don't do certain shit that's just morally wrong. Mm-hmm. Now, how you treat people amongst your peers, you got your own excuses why you treat people. Mm-hmm. But when it come down to you, to what you...
Your responsibility.
Yeah, like...
You're handling your business.
Just different shit, bro. Like, morals and shit. Like, you doing shit to old ladies and snatching... Boy, your ass finna go to hell, boy. Mm-hmm. Something happened to you, fool. Mm-hmm. How you finna blow up?
Right.
No shit in the streets is justified, but I'm saying like you doing morally wrong shit.
Right, right, right. Mm-hmm. To innocent people.
Yeah, like, bro, come on, man. That shit ain't gonna work out unless you now you change over, change your life, and just commit to not doing it. Everybody can make mistakes.
Yeah, you can purify that heart. Yeah.
But I'm saying it like you can't do certain shit like.
You can't consistently go against the grain.
Bro, because I used to be a nigga like this. Like, boy, I can boy, I for show these niggas. They used to be a nigga, main shit to say. But when we got down, but when we got down, do that, boy, why these niggas face? We were pulling out box, Chevys, whatever. To putting on that shit going to Edwood Day, watch how these niggas look when I hit the block with this shit on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was the dumbest shit ever, because you doing this shit for another nigga. Now it be like, but I feel good. Mm-hmm. Know what I'm saying? I know what I just did that part, but I feel too good. I know how I was looking. Because now it's about what how I felt, mm-hmm. not about how they going to feel when they see me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Who gives a fuck?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying, but in the mentality, you do.
Yeah.
Even like now, if a nigga buy a whip, you ain't buying that whip for you. You might buy it because you like it, but the main thing is to
floss.
Who got this?
Yeah.
Right or wrong, though?
Yeah. No, for real.
Yeah.
You coming in the club. What are you coming in the club? You're not enjoying the club atmosphere.
Right.
You're coming to shit.
You're not partying.
Right.
You in this motherfucker, though. I'm in him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Look at me. Right or wrong, though?
No, you're right.
That's anyway, bro.
Validation. Huh? Validation.
Yeah.
Validation.
Yeah. Ain't no, bro. That's just us as humans, bro. Mm-hmm. Like every color. I ain't even gonna say black people. Every color, bro. It's like, I go to the family reunion, I'm gonna show Bob that his truck ain't shit. White folk do the same shit. I got this new 2020 too. You feel what I'm saying? Like, yeah. That shit just what it is, bro.
Yeah.
You know, but you gotta leave a little bit of that in there too, though. You know what I'm saying? Because that come with the game, like. If that's what inspires you, but you can't be on no, I'm playing lawyer to screen right now, but I'm a shit on you screen.
Yeah.
Like, boy, I'm playing lawyer to screen, but I can't wait to goddamn start the goddamn Big Bank podcast by myself. Fuck Jay, fuck screen, fuck cat, fuck. Who, bro, you gray, bro.
Mm-hmm. For real. Mm-hmm.
You thinking about already. If that comes, it comes. But mm-hmm. that what you thinking about?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You already preparing like, for
really
it.
On?
You putting this that energy out there. Yeah.
Yeah, so how this gonna work?
It ain't.
How this shit gonna flourish?
Oh, Pastor Bank has entered the building.
How
guys.
This shit gonna right. flourish, you guys? So bottom line, man, you know, in conclusion, I know strangers will do this part, though.
Go off, Bank.
You gonna do it today.
Nigga, better get off your dick.
Triple W dot.
Yeah, triple W dot Europe. I'm not what you say.
Triple W dot Big Facts.
Make sure y'all tune in. Big Facts.
Big Facts Friday, every Friday.
We're going live soon.
Oh, yeah, the live coming.
Got that merch in. Mm-hmm. Y'all fuck with our game, man. We're going to fuck with y'all game.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Bang.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah. With the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. BigFactsPod.com. Visit now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.